7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Iannelli bringing you another amazing Crock podcast to the amazing cancer survivors out there. Over on the other side of the glass, my friend, co-host, and absolute spiritual brother, Angel Santana. Have faith, let it begin. Angel, how are you?
I am beat up, shook up, but I'm so happy. I get energized when I come onto the show. I feel, you know, before we went on the air, I played the Superman theme song. So I'm like, you know, I'm posing for those that can't see this. I got the Superman pose, and I feel like I'm your Robin to your Batman, my friend.
Well, I have to be honest. Too bad Superman never really had a a sidekick. He was in love with Lois Lane, but he didn't really have a sidekick.
Well, if you were Superman,
Jimmy Olsen from the Daily News.
If you were a Superman, I'll just be your water boy.
There you go. Not a problem. But Angel, this is a big week for us. This is our Thanksgiving week. And today's episode is going to sound a little weird to our survivors. Actually, it's going to sound weird to the people who are not survivors. I'm going to change my position on that. Today's episode is called Cancer, the Paradoxical Gift. So cancer is a diagnosis, is a disease that our survivors all share in common. And for those of us who are not cancer survivors, we always look at our survivors and say, boy, God bless you. You're so special. And, you know, but I think in the back of everyone's mind, not necessarily yours or mine, but just in the common folks' mind, man, I'm sure glad that's not me, right? You know, oh boy, thank God that it's not my turn yet to be sitting in that chair. And we sort of, there's a sense of pity almost for our cancer survivors. And what I've noticed over the years, over the decades, and this is almost universally true, I have really yet to find a survivor that hasn't been able to look at their diagnosis and say, you know what? Yeah, the journey is difficult. And boy, it's really changed me in many ways, not so good. But at the end of the day, I look at my cancer as a gift. And I thought to myself, it's Thanksgiving week. We've done a bunch of gratitude podcasts where we have shown the science that being grateful in general, just in your life, is a very, very good thing for disease and to combat disease. But we've never really teased it out in the sense that looking at cancer from a different perspective, and that's the perspective of it being a gift. Angel, your thoughts to start.
I mean, anytime you mention the four-letter word gift, there's just so many ways we can go with it, but I would totally agree. This is a great way to just start the Thanksgiving week with a bang.
Exactly. And for those of us who are not survivors, we say, you know, okay, Dr. E and Angel, you guys are so full of baloney. How can this be that a person can be grateful for being given the diagnosis of cancer? Cancer can be painful. It could be scary. It could be life-threatening, can cause disastrous anxiety, disfigurement, scarring, both internally and externally. You can have changes. Again, we talked about disfigurement. You can have changes in the way you look. You could also have changes internally in the way you feel. You are exposed to toxic treatments, and you always are in constant terror that this disease might come back. And then we say to ourselves, okay, how could this possibly be thought of as a gift? Well, I took a poll and I wrote a bunch of things down. My survivors this week on our weekly checks, I asked them, what has cancer done positively to them or for them? Some have said, cancer has made me stronger. Cancer has made me amazing. Cancer has made me tough. Cancer has made me feel worthwhile. Cancer has made me feel special. Cancer has made me feel loved. Cancer has made me feel brave. Cancer has made me feel supported. Cancer has made me not feel isolated and alone. cancer has made me feel like a fighter. And I think that for all of those reasons, I think it's worthy of a podcast to really explore. I call it the six pillars of cancer as a paradoxical gift.
Wow. I'm baffled with words, actually. Keep going, man. I don't even have a comment after that. Is that something you came up with on your own there?
Yeah, I asked, every Monday we see all of our patients, and I just over the last 2 weeks asked them to do some homework and give me some words. And we got some very powerful.
Yeah. As you're saying it, I can feel it. You know what I'm saying? That's why I really didn't have a comment.
You could experience the way the survivor would. Yeah, I understand that. Wow. And again, we always look at, we look at the intricacies of these phenomena on these podcasts, and we're going to look at those six pillars. And again, Angel, do we always just look at problems without giving a solution?
No.
Never. So then we're going to end with some solutions. So cancer is an entity or a disease that refocuses us on the now. I don't know about anybody else, but I am either in the past stuck on something that either I did or someone else did to me, or I'm stuck in the future about what are the potential things that could happen bad, in the future. The last thing I'm looking at is what's happening right now, right in front of me. And cancer causes people to be forced to look at the now, not the yesterday and not the tomorrow, but the right this second. And there are millions of courses out there on what's called mindfulness. So people actually spend tons and tons of money and get tons and tons of materials and podcasts and videos and courses and, going away for retreats, all to learn on how to focus on the now, when our cancer survivors got that down pat. They are only focused on the now. So that's the first pillar of this paradoxical gift. The second is that cancer slows things down and makes things very simple. My life is going at a million trillion miles per hour, as I'm sure yours is, between your job and your children and all those types of things. And I put to-do lists together, like pages and pages and pages of to-do lists of things that I never do, but I write them down. So complicated, it's actually almost silly. The expression we've used on this podcast is man/woman makes plans and God laughs. I think that cancer takes away that need, will take away my to-do list and just make me focus just on what's going on and what's important right now, right this second. So cancer slows things down and makes things simple. And that's gift number two. Gift number three is cancer transforms the little things into big things. So the little things that we don't even, when we're so busy, Angel, and things are flying around and the phones are ringing and people are yelling and screaming and there's things to do, and going back to the to-do lists, basically all the things that we do in between all the things we think are important but aren't, like our 4 p.m. cup of tea or the walk with our dog, or basically just looking out the window of our office, just looking at the leaves and the birds and the trees, going to a holiday with family members. We're always worried about driving home in the snow, or worried about, there's a cousin I haven't talked to in about 2 years. I'm mad at this one and this one's mad at this one. Or, oh my God, the food was cold and boy, it was better last year. All of these things, we're not paying attention to the important things, the little things, the kids' activities. Your kids are going to be starting to go to dance class or gymnastics or t-ball and all these things. And you're going to be there, but your mind's not going to be there. Your mind's going to be, okay, I have to get home and do this. And I got a leaky roof and the boiler broke and the gopher, is back in the garden and all the things that go wrong in our lives. we're not really there when our kids are really, those are the, that's the juice of life, right? Just a caress from your partner, or just, you know, a walk or dinner with a friend. These are the little things that a survivor knows are really big things. These are the things that are really important, the things that we're worried about, the things that we're, that occupy our minds are not important. And our cancer survivors already know that. Number four, you know, paradoxical gift number four, cancer, believe it or not, this is going to sound really paradoxical, makes us healthier. As cancer is a disease, mostly, not always, of middle age or older age, you know, we get into some bad habits. So when we're young and, you know, we're really, you know, care about what we look like, and we care about our health and our muscles and our running and working out and going to the gym, and then you hit middle age and, you know, you start slowing down and you're working hard and you're too tired to get into the gym, or too tired to, you know, worry about not, you know, eating something whole food or a salad, instead you're eating a pizza, you know, or fast food or whatever. When you get cancer, that all changes. You start becoming your own physician. You start learning things. You really care about what goes into your body. You really investigate all of the different processing and all the different foods. Many of our patients go on macrobiotic diets, or they go on vegetarian, vegan diets, or they change their lifestyles. They start working out and exercising to the ability, you know, to the amount that they can do. They care about how much they sleep. I couldn't care less how much I sleep. I wear this thing on my wrist that tells me how many hours I sleep. I couldn't care less. A cancer survivor cares how much they sleep because they know how important sleep is. And I'm looking at you, Angel. You look like you need some sleep. God bless you. You know, a cancer survivor will meditate. They'll do research. They have taken back that gift. The God is, you know, the commandment, thou shalt not kill, doesn't mean go down to the corner with a shotgun and kill your neighbor who's really bugging you. You know, thou shalt not kill also means do not kill yourself. Do not put toxic things into your body. Do not do things that are going to hurt you or harm yourself. And our cancer survivors already know that from the gift of cancer. Gift number five, cancer reshuffles our priorities. Again, a little overlap in each of our pillars, but it's shocking what our priorities are, the non-survivor. The things that we think are important, if you were to ask a cancer survivor what was important to them before their cancer and after their cancer, it's shocking. And it's really a great lesson for all of us. Our survivors are our greatest teacher. Things that worried them before don't even, you know, register, you know, a 1/1,000,000,000th of a molecule of worry that used to worry them in the past. They're worried about what's appropriate, their priorities, what they want to accomplish in life, how they, you know, parent their child, what kind of friend they want to be, what kind of, you know, son or daughter they want to be to their parent, or what kind of sister or brother, or what kind of a colleague, or what kind of a co-worker do they want to be. And that segues very nicely, Angel, into our sixth and final pillar is cancer makes the survivor a better person. It makes them a better human being. It makes them humble. It makes them spiritual. It makes them feel very interconnected, not just with other survivors, especially with other survivors, but also with all the rest of us. It makes them courageous, and it stretches them to their greatest limits and then exceeds anything they thought possible that they could do. Your comments.
You know, when I think about everything we just discussed and these gifts, I can't help but start off by saying that we cannot predict what tomorrow will bring. We do not know what is going to happen. We can't predict it. We can't explain it. But one of the things that you touched on was how often people tend to live in the past. I just ironically heard a saying today, and it says, if you have one foot in the future and the other foot in the past, then you are pissing on today. So live for the moment.
Exactly.
And that is, it hit me today. And then you're doing these gifts. And all I can say is I know that our survivors will know when I say this, I don't even know what you're going through. And I don't know what you've been through, but I can tell you that any storm that we battle, any type of fighting that we do, we don't have to do it alone. So you have the opportunity to gain the knowledge of others, but to gain the hearts and the souls and the love that we have for you so that you do not battle that storm alone. So happy Thanksgiving to you guys, and great, great episode, Dr. E.
Yeah, no, and it's not even over, believe it or not. We're going to talk about now. No, I love it. I love it. I love it. That's fantastic. We're going to also talk about point of view, and that's where we'll end it. And then we'll do our gratitude exercises because it's a gratitude episode, right?
Yeah.
So the answer is always to reframe our thoughts and point of view, because the survivor can also look at and have days, and it's okay to have these days, those days where you feel fear, those days where you feel hopeless, those days where you absolutely think, you know, that you're going to die and you don't see the gift. And those are the days that we want you to know that we are here for you, as Angel just said, as your survivor resource podcast site. And we just want to refocus your mind and let you know that what you have above the non-survivor, what you have above people that have not experienced cancer is that, and I've said this a million times, you have the reality, you have the view, you have the prescience and the knowledge of the reality of the way this world is constructed. And it's not constructed to anyone's, delight for sure. We're born, we learn to love, but sadly, we also have to learn how to lose and lose people and things that are so important to us and so meaningful. And the reality that it really comes down to is that any single person that currently we share the earth with, whether it be someone who's 95 years old living in a nursing home or whether it's a newborn infant, it really doesn't matter. Time in the context of our history, of the history of our humanity, of the history of our science, of our geology, of our astronomy, of the glaciers and the black holes and the galaxies, in the context of our cosmos, time in the context of God's plan, we are all in the same boat, whether we have cancer or we don't have cancer. And it seems that the cancer survivor at the end of the day are the only ones who know this secret. That is the secret to life. And at the end of the day, that is the gift of what cancer is, not coming from me, but coming from thousands and thousands of survivors that I have had the privilege and honor to serve. Angel, now your final thoughts.
Oh, I mean, it goes to back to where I was talking about, we just have to remember that at one point or another, you know, these survivors, these people that have and will continue to deal with so much, drama, we'll call it, slash storms, slash battling, not only with cancer, but with themselves. There's so much to learn from, and there's so much, you said earlier that you're humbled when you have it. And it seems like no matter where you turn, no matter where you look, no matter where your heart or your desires lead you, one way or another, you will find the true answer. And the answer really begins with yourself. And that is believing that you will, and you can, and you will not fail if you fight the good fight.
Beautifully said, Angel. Angel Santana, have faith, let it begin. Thank you, my friend, for always being so good to our survivors and so good to me. If anyone needs a little spiritual boost, Have Faith, Let It Begin, a tremendous podcast available everywhere. Rod Freeman, thank you for everything. Small Biz Up, you're an amazing man. Thank you for everything you do for our survivors. To Michael John Benzea, Charlotte Larson, for your support, as always. your belief in us, our board of directors. God bless you. Thank you for directing us and hopefully serving our survivors. And last but not least, to our survivors. I said this before, I'm going to say it again. You are strong. You are amazing. You are tough. You are worthy. You are special. You are brave. You are loved. You are supported. You are not alone. You are not isolated. You are a fighter. You got this. We end our podcast the way we end them, from number one until number 1 million, exactly the same. On behalf of myself and Angel Santana and the rest of the board of directors, we wish you a long, healthy, happy, and cancer-free life. God bless you. God be with you. Peace.